This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Morning show.
All right, guys, it is time now for Ask Bitter Man. Ask Bitter Man. And Bitter Man, you're here for these questions, of course, from our audience. And you always have a disclaimer before we give
the
you
disclaimer
the questions.
Is, this ain't finna help nobody, okay? What I'm about to say, ain't nobody finna get no help.
So
none.
Embarrassed. Because that's what you're supposed to do on this show. Help
you
people.
You ain't finna get nothing out of this. Go ahead, Shannon.
All right. All right, this one's from Stacy in Detroit. Stacy says, I'm a 32-year-old single woman, and I'm dating a man with 4 children. He's been divorced for 6 years, and he told me he was looking for a woman that would accept his children and be a good stepmom. He also said he was dating to get married, so if I wasn't serious, I needed to let him know. We've been together for 9 months, and when he has his kids at home, he expects me to cook, clean, and take care of them. Is this a trial period to see if I can handle the kids, or is he just using me as a babysitter?
No. What he's looking for is a nanny. That's what he's looking for. He's trying to see if you nanny material.
Nanny
it
material.
Ain't wife. It ain't no soulmate. It's he needs a nanny now. This N-word needs a nanny now, okay? That's what he needs. He needs a nanny, okay?
4 kids. So, 4 kids?
No. 4 kids? No.
You better run for the hills.
Yeah, she's single, no kids, and 32. Yeah. Come on, this run is not a
and if he like me, he probably got 4 baby mamas, so no. He needs a nanny.
Oh, you do? That's news. Okay.
I don't have 4 baby mamas. I have 3. Thank you very much. Okay.
All right, listen, we're moving on with Ask Bitter Man. Emilio in the Bay Area says, I'm in my mid-50s, and I've had a little work done, okay, here and there. I had an eye lift, I got veneers on my teeth, and I got liposuction on my abdomen and love handles. I'm serious about my looks because I do print modeling. I was dating a woman, and she recently broke up with me because she says I have low self-esteem, and I refuse to grow old gracefully. This is not the case at all. I just believe in keeping my looks so I can keep my paycheck. Should I keep trying to get her back or move on, Bitter Man?
Here's the problem. This woman does not recognize you anymore. That's the problem. She don't know who the hell you are.
You can't unidentifiable.
Leave. You know what I'm talking about? You can't leave and then come back looking at somebody, looking like somebody else. This is causing a problem in your relationship because you're a new person. She don't know who the hell you are. You know, that is
dude,
a problem.
Man.
You're a new dude. You's a new dude.
This morning with hot cheeks, come back with low cheeks.
You know what I mean? You come with flat cheeks, now you got hot cheeks, and you more than likely you done bleached your skin. You come back looking like El DeBarge, and you used to look like George Wallace. I mean, that will cause a problem in anybody's relationship.
You can't,
okay?
You can't leave the house fat and come back with a six-pack. You can't do that, okay? You can't do that, partner.
So that's the issue, Emilio, okay?
She don't know who he is. She has no idea who he is, right? All right.
You can't leave with a bald spot and come back with a head full of hair. You
full
can't do this,
hair.
Man.
Or vice versa. You can't leave with a head full of hair and come back bald. So
this
going to be wrong.
Hey, this line ain't working. It's me.
Yeah. Whenever you have to go over there, you got to say, it's me. It is me.
All right. We're moving on. Teddy in Charlotte says, I'm 29 years old, and I met a woman on a trip to Jamaica, and she's beautiful and smart and everything I was looking for in a woman. We FaceTime each other all of the time, but it's only when she reaches out to me. When I call her, she always says it's a bad connection, and she planned to come visit me a month ago, but she said something came up, and she never came. I don't know if she's playing me or not, and with the distance, I will never know. Should I do a pop-up trip to Jamaica or break up with her?
Hell,
have her husband meet you at the door?
Tommy, you want to get some of this? Go ahead, Tommy, get some of this.
You're going to pop up and scare the hell out yourself, don't you? Get the popping around there. I done seen a lot of people try to do some pop-ups and get shut completely down.
But in Jamaica, though, Tommy, booyah-kabooyah.
Nah, boy. No.
Let her go.
What are you doing right here, Bertrand?
Why are you doing here, man? Why are you doing here? You come all this way for nothing. No, you don't.
Yes.
No.
Your lady came over here for some relaxation, and I'm going to give it to her.
She got a whole husband at home.
Yeah, you pop up over there, you might get a cap popped in your ass. Don't go over there with that. Do not follow that up. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Leave What's that the alone. Name? What's the name of Dexter St. Jock?
Remember that? What's a beautiful girl like Dexter you doing along Jock. The Long Island?
No, you don't want to pop up, man.
Yeah, don't
no,
do
leave
it.
That alone. Please.
Don't do it, Teddy.
No,
stay
don't
in
do
Charlotte.
It. Yeah.
All right, so the last one is Clifton in Kentucky. Clifton says, I'm a 29-year-old single male, and I'm trying to get my life together after spending 6 years in jail for petty theft. I had just graduated from college and had a girlfriend when I went to jail. And while I was gone, she had a baby and got married. Her child is 6 years old, and her mom told me that the child is most likely mine. The girl will not let me do a DNA test because she let her husband adopt the child. Do I have any rights on this matter?
Dude, you scot-free from baby troubles. Why the hell are you trying to follow this up? You don't have to pay no diapers, nothing. She says it ain't yours. Let it go, dude. Seriously.
Or Jay. Or
dude.
He went to jail for petty theft. Steal your baby back. You know what I'm saying?
Tommy.
Are you insane right now?
I'm playing.
Steal your baby back.
In other words, I want to steal your baby back, baby back, baby back, baby back. Baby back.
Wow. Well, congratulations on getting your life together, though, Clifton in Kentucky, graduating from college, all of that. Congratulations on that part about.
Yeah. Everybody deserves a second chance, but leave that baby alone. That's just me.
Yeah, with that baby. Get your baby back.
Get your
baby. Damn that baby, man.
You know that baby looks just like him, too. All right. Thank you, I think, Bitter Man.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.